WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, all three defendants in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial have been found guilty of felony murder. Jurors in Georgia have agreed that Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan are guilty of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, an unarmed black man who was out jogging when he was chased down and shot in February 2020. Though racial motivation was not part of prosecutors' case, the three men also face federal hate crime charges. That trial is expected to start in February. A 25-year-old Newark police officer is accused of hitting and killing a pedestrian on the Garden State Parkway this month, leaving the scene, then returning to remove the body before eventually putting it back. Louis Santiago of Bloomfield is charged with reckless vehicular homicide, desecrating human remains, and other related charges. Also arrested and charged are 25-year-old Albert Guzman of Newark, a passenger in the car, and the officer's mother, 53-year-old Annette Santiago of Bloomfield. They both face counts of conspiracy to desecrate human remains, hindering apprehension, and conspiracy to hinder apprehension. The crash on November 1st killed 29-year-old Damian Demka, a nurse from Garfield. New Jersey local governments are currently not allowed to charge you a convenience fee when you pay for services or bills with a card. There's a proposed law that aims to change that, and it has the support of the New Jersey League of Municipalities. Executive Director Mike Serra notes the legislation caps the fee at $3.
And if you don't want to pay the fee, you still have the traditional means of payment, be it check, cash.
Serra says right now towns are eating the processing fee and all taxpayers are paying for it. Even as many states, including New Jersey, are seeing COVID cases rise, millions of Americans are on the move for the Thanksgiving holiday. The number of airline passengers could exceed pre-pandemic levels. In state today, there are 1,826 new cases and 562 likely cases reported based on test results and 13 new confirmed COVID-related deaths. If you don't know what phishing is with a PH, you could be in trouble this holiday shopping season. That's when scammers email or text you in such a way that tricks you into giving them personal compromising information, which could wind up costing you money. A good thing, says John Mangini of the New Jersey Bankers Association, you may already have safeguards built into some of your accounts.
Most banks will have, fraud protection or something along those lines on their website.
The most important thing, he says, is to be aware of the different types of scams out there and how to protect yourself so you don't have to fight to get your money back. The Federal Trade Commission reported $43 million refunded to almost 200,000 New Jersey scam victims last year. And the giant balloons of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade have been packed up from their North Jersey studio in Moonaki and driven into the city for the big festivities. The Macy's Parade Studio is a production site that's home to many floats, balloons, costumes, and set pieces. This year's parade is the 95th annual, and it will feature 15 giant character balloons, 28 floats, 36 novelty and heritage inflatables, and 10 marching bands. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we in for a Turkey Day warm-up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 has weather information just for you and your part of the Garden State. Online and on our app, you can check current conditions, watch radar, set up weather alerts to be sent to your phone, and know what's coming up in our five-day forecast. The latest technology, combined with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's forecasts, let you plan your day, plan your week, and stay safe. NJ1015.com/weather. Visit us online or on our free app today.
Jersey fast traffic.
We still have that accident on the parkway in Bloomfield. It is northbound after exit 148. That's been moved off to the shoulder, but you're backed up beyond 147. Slow traffic on 280, westbound between exit 16 and 14. And we're still shut down in Bedminster on 206. Closed both ways near Pottersville Road because of down wires. The southbound parkway, very slow from exit 148 down to 141. We had a stalled vehicle in New Brunswick that was cleared northbound on 18, approaching Paulus Boulevard. Boulevard. In Hanover, slow traffic on westbound 10 between Parsippany Road and Jefferson Road. Leaving New Jersey, there is now an accident on the upper deck of the George Washington Bridge on the New York side. It's about a 20-minute delay, 15 with the lower level, 15 apiece at the Lincoln and the Holland tunnels. And there is a closure now in Deptford on 42 northbound after 55. That is shut down with an accident. One lane is closed on the southbound side. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 2:18. I'm Adam Walsky on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Wishing you and your family a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. This week only, buy a heating system and get an air conditioner for free. That's right, Guaranteed Service will install free AC with the purchase of a furnace. This deal is for this week only. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk. And starting tonight,
Santa Claus is coming.
We Jingle Bell Rock. Check the halls and hit the malls with instant weather, fast traffic, and New Jersey's greatest holiday hits. Listen on the air, online, and on the free New Jersey 101.5 app.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Plenty of sunshine the rest of this afternoon, remaining chilly, but not as cold and not as windy as yesterday. Highs in the mid and upper 40s, partly cloudy and cold tonight. Lows in the mid and upper 20s at outlying areas, 30 to 35 at most shore points, also in urban centers. Milder weather on Thanksgiving Day, more clouds than sun, but highs reaching the low and mid 50s tomorrow afternoon. There could be some showers late tomorrow night and Friday morning. Otherwise, Friday becoming windy and chilly once again. Some afternoon clearing with highs in the mid and upper 40s. And we do anticipate cold weather for the rest of the holiday weekend. Partly sunny on Saturday, highs in the low and mid 40s. Similar weather Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Bob Larson.
Right now in Deal 45, Maple Shade 45, Mount Arlington 42. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Acteon Networks. Stop worrying about your business every time you lock up for the night. Let Acteon Networks watch over your business while you get a good night's sleep. Google Acteon Networks for a free estimate.
New Jersey 101.